The government approved a set of measures on Monday to help the Czech economy deal with the effects of the global economic crisis, ranging from cutting social insurance to increasing spending on education, science and research. If the plan is approved by Parliament this week, the government will spend more than 40 billion crowns, that's just over 1.7 billion US dollars, on the package. Jan Richter reports.
Lower social insurance, faster depreciations of corporate property, state guarantees for loans and more flexible employment rules. Those are some of the key measures the government wants to introduce to address the country's ailing economy, hoping to reverse the falling GDP and to create between 50 and 70,000 new jobs. The package, designed by the government's Economic Advisory Board, was approved by the government on Monday. Economist Tomáš Sedláček is a member of the advisory board and one of the plan's co-authors.
The major focus, the major philosophy of this whole package is to be a supply-side oriented package. We really do not believe very much in fiscal stimuli in terms of increasing the demand. We are a small open economy, and stimulating demand would really make no other but populistic sense. A vast majority of the proposed acts would have made sense even in a situation where there is no economic crisis.
The emphasis on supply rather than demand is also the major difference between the Czech crisis management plan and the packages of some other EU countries, most notably Germany. Other proposed measures include higher government spending on education, science and research, lower forward payments on taxes and boosting investment into housing and transportation. The plan will now go to Parliament, where a vote on the package is expected on Wednesday. If approved, the government will spend over 40 billion crowns, or more than 1.7 billion US dollars, on its implementation. Contrary to previous reports, the government will not introduce car subsidies, a measure adopted in Germany. Mr. Sedláček says it would make no sense just to give people money to spend.
Instead, we have chosen to decrease social burden and social contributions for everybody who is in middle and lower income bracket. And this will significantly help not only the automotive sector, but all other sectors equally. So the other principle that we have followed is to make such steps that are generally applicable to everybody and not make exceptions just because, you know, this time around it's automotive, next time around it's going to be the glass industry, and then what, the spoon producers?
While the government believes the crisis plan should produce results almost immediately, some experts are warning that it might complicate the future adoption of the euro in the Czech Republic. If the country's economic growth drops by another 2% this year, the deficit will reach 150 billion crowns, meaning that the Czech Republic will no longer comply with what is known as the Maastricht criteria for euro adoption. But Tomáš Sedláček of the government's advisory board says that dealing with the crisis is a more pressing priority.
This will be the case for all Europe and actually all of our civilization, including America and Japan and Canada and whatever, that countries will see a larger share of deficits in their GDP, unfortunately, and this will take a long time before we get balanced again. I think one of the reasons why this crisis is so deep is that we have not been fiscally prudent in the past 7 years when we've had a very positive fiscal growth.
And that was economist and NERV member Tomáš Sedláček, ending that report by Jan